Episode 2215, Less Isn't More Until More Is Less.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching. Happy Happy Day. It's a brand new day and it's a brand new week. It's Mindset Monday. We are hitting it hard on leadership and personal development. Where are you taking your life right now? Because we're going to work the brain just a little bit. Less isn't more until more is less. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. So what are you doing in your everyday? Because if you keep cramming in more, will it ever be enough? Less isn't more until more is less. So look at your week right now. I know you've already looked at it. What does your schedule look like? Are you saying yes more than you are saying no? It's super easy to pack the day with stuff. I know I do it myself. You organize your day with a super long to-do list with the goal of getting it all done. How much is on your to-do list for today? 10, 15 items, maybe even 20. You've got it all spelled out. You're like, yep, I'm all in. I got this. How's that working for you? Are you accomplishing everything? Are you getting it all done? Maybe it's me getting older, but my everyday cannot be filled with a long list of anything. The only list that I finish most of the time is my grocery list. But even then, there is something that is not in stock. Huh, remember the toilet paper and paper towel days? Yes, less isn't more until more is less. We seem to forget what's most important in our everyday. Sometimes we are too focused on a bigger picture that we miss what's right in front of us. Our striving comes from selfish desires, giving what deserves us most only the leftovers of the day. Who wants leftovers? No one. Why do you think you keep throwing them out of your refrigerator? No one wants to eat them. Now, I know, to me, leftovers, oh, the flavor sinks in and it's so much better second, third, and fourth day in. But some people have it in their mind that, if I don't get it the first time around, it's not going to be good the second, third, or fourth time. So why keep trying to compact your day with more when it really needs to be less? Less isn't more until more is less. So how can you get what you want in life if more is less? Well, you got to commit to what matters. That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. Commit to what matters. Quality over quantity leads to higher satisfaction and greater success. Think about that for just a moment. Really digest that. There's a lot of S's and Q's in there. Quality over quantity leads to higher satisfaction and greater success. Whether we want to admit it or not, we all want to succeed. What that looks like is different for everybody. The definition of success and satisfaction is an individual preference. And that's fine. That's just a fact. So know that you can't compare to your spouse what they think is success, right? What I believe versus what my husband believes as success is two totally different things. He looks at success totally different than I do. And that's okay. The way I measure it is totally different. That's okay. Does it make his way the wrong way? No, it's just how he sees it. So commit to what matters. What does it look like in the real world? Well, there's five things we're going to go over today. Yes, the big five, not the big three. Number one, see the big in the little. The little things do matter. Stop glossing over them. It is the little things. Your awareness makes all the difference in the world. Live, love, impact. If you are not present, if you are not in it, if you don't see the big and the little things, what happens? You miss some of the most important moments in life. You do. I had a wonderful time this weekend. Went down to go visit my daughter and son-in-law, and of course the grandbaby. Had to get my fix. Had to get my loving in and my snuggles in and my kisses in. And yes, that will last for maybe a whole 4 days, if that. And then I'll need some more. But I enjoyed my weekend with them. My husband and I went down, and it was just fabulous. And it was nothing but snuggles and cuddle and just enjoying each other's company. Now, I don't know if little grandbaby enjoyed it as much as we did, but he's little right now, coming up to a little 4 months, you know? And so he's got a lot of life left to live. He's still learning everything. But you see, for me, oh, I was all in. I was like, oh, I just want to watch him. And as he sat in his little saucer, it was so cute. There's this turtle. And he's getting to the point where his dexterity is there. And he's not fine motor skills. It's more for giant motor skills, right? So for him, the little is the big. And so he would move his arm across and he would hit this little turtle. And this little turtle would make this noise and it would kind of shock him. And he would shake like, oh my gosh, what was that? But it would just bring him in to focus even more on this turtle. And the back of the turtle, where quote unquote the shell would be, was this rattle that spins. It has little kind of beads that make the noise. And then there's a reflector in there and it looks different on either side. At one moment, he was so focused. He looked at it and his hand at one point was like slow motion. And for, you know, not even 4 months old, you know how difficult that is, right? The big is the movement. Like it's either big because we don't have quite the fine motor skills. So somehow, some way at that moment, he was able just to brush his hand slowly and make it move. And his eyes watched as the whole thing just turned and his eyes got so big, like, oh my gosh, it just went from this to that. How did it happen? Now that was in a moment, a split second and a half. It was so short. If I was consumed by, oh, I got to get this on video. Oh, I got to take this picture. I would have missed him. I would have missed his joy seeing that definition. And just honing in on, oh my gosh, this is the most awesome thing in the world. We miss a lot of what's in front of us because we're looking for too big. See the big in the little. Number two, find the happy without the busy. Don't hide from quiet. Seriously, think about that. Because I know a lot of us do. I used to. Every once in a while, I still catch myself saying, oh gosh, I just cannot go to sleep without noise. I'm getting better now. Believe it or not, I go to sleep with the TV off. That is progress. And I have changed what I do in my nighttime routine as when I lay down in bed, what I do in that moment. I have a moment with God when I'm out walking. Yesterday, guess what? I did over 9 miles. Woo, woo. Yeah, feeling great. Met like 3 of my neighbors along the path. Said hi to another one that I had never met. I meet more people walking than I do just sitting in my home. And I love that. And so my whole morning was walking and talking. Imagine that. Yes, I love that. Walking and talking, relationships. But you see, if I got caught up in, you know what, I've got like 5 things that got to get done today, I would have missed that. It would have looked great on my calendar. Oh, look how busy I am. Somebody says, how are you doing? Oh, I'm so busy. No. Somebody asks me how I am. I'm like, you know what? Let me tell you how I am. When I ask you how you are, I want to know the details. I don't want you to say I'm so busy. Find the happy without the busy. Because if you're so busy, how can you even experience the happy? You miss it. Number three, slow down to speed up. Playing full out can bring on exhaustion, but we do it all the time, right? It comes from our busy. We got to just be busy. But nowadays, we've kind of been forced to slow down a little bit. We've had to prioritize. We can't be everywhere. It's very interesting. I'm watching my children as they're doing school. We've got 2 at the university and we have 1 in high school now. I know I'm getting old. Don't even tell me. I already know it. I'm feeling it in my joints, but I keep my walking. I do. I just keep it going. But I'm watching my kiddos, the younger of the 3, right? We have 5, so the younger of the 3. And I'm watching them how they're dealing with things. And it's very interesting because some of their classes are online and some of them are in person. And one of my kiddos has an online class and he's got 5 minutes between the online class and the physical class. And I'm like, okay, do we not understand a problem here? Like, you've got to drive to the university, and then if you're going to drive back, we live much further from the university. You can't be at the class when you need to be. Something's got to give here. And so we had to come up with a plan and a system to be where he could actually focus, get what he needs with the online course so he could be present for the other course, right? So he had to figure out, what can I do? Well, he had to shift things. Like, well, I can't do my studies here. I need to actually be getting to school. So that means I got to change how I study on Monday so I can be prepared for Tuesdays. Slow down to speed up. We can't just keep playing full out, doing everything all the time. You can't be in everything all the time. You can't be in 20 places. Hey, I used to be that. With 5 kids and all their activities, I was like, okay. And eventually we had to break it down and say, guys, you pick your top 2. And we'll commit to that. We look at each season and we commit. Okay, this is what you're doing here and you're doing this and then you're doing this. Great. Can mom get to all these places? Can mom participate and support you in all these places? Yes, dad wants to be there too, but we could not depend on his schedule. So if mom couldn't do it, it didn't get done. And dad was okay with that. I mean, it was just, it's our lifestyle. And so I made sure I could commit. I arranged my schedule, which means what? If we had 2 or 3 things scheduled, then guess what? Mama didn't schedule as much because there was no way I could get it all done. Slow down to speed up. Number 4, say no more. So yes stands out. So you got to say no. I don't know. Are you good at that? Yeah, I am not. If you're always saying yes, how much impact does that create? Not much. Because you act upon little reserve. If no happens more often, then the yes has a greater impact. You got to pick and choose. No has more power. So start using it. And finally, number 5, be present in each season. Don't get flustered when it seems like life is moving slower and you think you should be doing more. Don't compare your seasons. You got to start being content with where you are. Does that mean that you're just like, okay, nothing happens, I'm just going to stay right here? No. You're choosing to move forward in your everyday. But you're present while doing it. And each season is different. If you have a hard season when it comes to your health, it's going to look totally different than if you're healthy, right? If you're a health crisis versus a healthy life, they're 2 totally different seasons of life. Both, however, are important because when you're in a health crisis, you got to heal. But when you're healthy and you're living a healthy lifestyle and things are great and you're feeling strong, it allows you to do things differently. So don't beat yourself up for the season that you're in. Too many of us do that. Be present in each season. There's lessons to learn. There's growth to be had. So be present. Less isn't more until more is less. So I got a challenge for you this week. What one thing can you change today where less is more because your more is less? I know, I told you, you're going to have to think on this one. I even told my son about this episode and I said, "Hun, what do you think about this one?" He goes, "Whoa, that's good." And as I was thinking about it, I was like, you know, it is, because it's kind of a play on words. But I like that. I like that we have to cause ourselves to go deeper. Because when you look at your schedule, when you look at your everyday life and what you're doing, it's just paper. Seriously, I mean, think about it. Or it's just digital. If you're using only digital versus paper, I use paper. I'm strange. I know. But I like writing things down. I write my episodes out, not everything I'm going to say, but I write my notes, my outline, and then I pray and I let God take it. It's not for me. It's for him. And I pray that it blesses one person. If it does, then I did my job. I show up. But you see, if I just look at my calendar, whether it's paper or digital, I can get caught and say, oh my gosh, it doesn't look like I'm doing anything today. I'm not creating impact. I got only 2 things on there. I'm here to tell you, you're doing more than just 2 things a day. You rise in the morning. You've got to take care of your health. You probably have children to care for. Then there's a spouse, and that's a whole other episode, right? And then you're like, okay, then I got to figure out how I'm going to make meals accordingly. And then I've got to get kiddos to activities. What does that look like in the season of life that we're in? All of it adds up. If you were to write everything out that you do, absolutely everything, with the exception of going to the bathroom, I'll leave that off. Oh, and maybe brushing your teeth, I'll leave that one off. Okay, and getting dressed, those three things. But anything else where you have to physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, psychologically engage, then think about that. That should be on your calendar. Cooking dinner requires all of that, a lot of it. It takes effort. It takes planning. It doesn't just, woof, there it is. No, it's not like that. You do more than what you think. So don't sit here and try to convince yourself that, gosh darn it, my girlfriend's got like 5 major events happening on her calendar. I should surely be doing something. No, you're doing what you need to do in the season of life that you're in. Stop comparing. Stop looking side to side. Stop looking up and down. Focus on what God has given you in front of you. So what one thing can you change today where less is more? Because your more is less. I want you to go and be bold and lead your day. Be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.